This weekend, we celebrate a king.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., to be exact. The King holiday, which has become a national day of service, is on Monday. What better place to start than the African American Museum in Philadelphia? They host a King weekend starting on Friday with Philly spoken word artist Lyrispect.
Poetry is not a luxury. So until it blends with the wind, every breath is suddenly deep between the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
While most of the weekend's events are virtual, there is an in-person event for kids at the museum on Saturday. The National Constitution Center is hosting a hybrid program as well on Monday. Their all-day MLK Day event includes a concert, a school supply drive, a reading of the I Have a Dream speech, and more. The day starts at 10 a.m. and it's free.
Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring.
Eastern State Penitentiary's annual event focuses on King's letter from a Birmingham jail, which he famously wrote on the margins of a newspaper. The letter's theme of racial injustice resonates to this day and will be read in three acts by local students, politicians, artists, and activists. The free event gets started on Monday afternoon at 1:30. We'll have more information on King Day events, including where you can volunteer, on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Harriet Tubman would have celebrated her 200th birthday this year. In honor of her life and contributions, a 9-foot statue of her leading a child out of slavery has been installed in front of City Hall. It's on display through March 31st. During that time, there will be a series of events in remembrance of the remarkable woman who brought enslaved people to freedom. As you may know, Tubman escaped slavery in Maryland through Delaware and enjoyed her first taste of freedom in Philadelphia. You can find out where and when the events are on our website. If entertaining kids is on your agenda for the weekend, then you're in luck, as dinosaurs are back. Not the ones from the Mesozoic era, because they were struck down by an asteroid over 250 million years ago. But they've returned due to animatronic technology. There are two dinosaur shows in town this weekend. Jurassic Quest at the Philadelphia Convention Center. And the Dino and Dragon Stroll at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center. While Jurassic Quest is in town through the 23rd, you'll have to check out the Dinos and Dragon Stroll this weekend. This edition of Things to Do, it isn't extinct yet. A Streetcar Named Desire is back at the Arden Theater starting tonight and going through Sunday, February 13th. And Zoe and Tall Black Guy are performing at City Winery tonight at 8 p.m. We'll leave you with a little bit of their song, Northland, from their album, Abstractions, as we close out the MLK Weekend edition of Things to Do. If you missed anything or you want more information, check us out at whyy.org/things to do. And whatever you do, have a great weekend, everyone.